This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, December 31, 2010. The best is yet to come. The passage is from Revelation 21. He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Someday, perhaps sooner than we think, the Lord Jesus, whose birth we just celebrated, will come again. And when he does, he will not be laid in a manger. He will come on the clouds of heaven in unimaginable glory. When he returns, it will not go unnoticed. It will be announced with trumpet sounds. When he comes again, he will not come as a servant, but as King of kings and Lord of lords. In the words of Philippians 2, "At the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." When he comes, he will make all things new. The kingdom of heaven will come in all its fullness. When Jesus returns, the words of Isaiah 65 will become a living reality. The grand finale will not be as Neville Shute portrayed it years ago in his book, On the Beach, with one solitary person walking on a deserted shore. When Jesus comes again, God will usher in a new heaven and a new earth for all his children to enjoy with him forever. When Jesus comes again, he will move into our neighborhood to stay. On that day, a voice will say, "God's dwelling place is now among the people, and God himself will be with us." When he returns, he will indeed wipe every tear from our eyes. Pray for that day to come soon. Will you pray with me? Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Please come with your new heaven and new earth. And until you come, help us to serve you while we wait. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.